Restoration after suffering. Oh my God. Who wants this one? So restoration after suffering. Come on, say it again. Now, but I want us to see 1 Peter 5, verse 10. Okay, the Bible says what? Let's check NKJV. All right. And then we're going to read NIV. One, two, three, go read. NIV. And the God of all grace, who did what? After. The word of God says, after you have suffered. After you have suffered. He says, may he make you what? May he restore you and make you strong. Do I have somebody here who says, prophet, me is not a little suffering. It's a lot of suffering. The Bible says, after you have suffered a little while. How many say it's not a little while? It's a whole lot. Those who are watching, how many are saying, it's not a little while. Major, it's a lot. I've suffered a lot. The Bible says, after you have suffered, it says, may he do what? It says, after you have suffered, may he restore. May he restore. Somebody say, restore. Now, this word restore, when we check from the Hebrew word, I did mention to you, and I think we spoke about it, that the word restore, it actually means to either replace, replenish, put back, give back. But when God is doing this, he looks at you and he wants you to know that it is actually his nature to do so. I spoke to you that his name is El Ashib. He is God of restoration. He can restore you right now. Do you understand that? He restored Job in the Bible. He restored Jesus back to life. He restored anyone in the Bible who wanted the restoration. Why should he fail now? Raise up two hands and say, receive my restoration. So if we speak of restoration, it just looks like it is just one way, like I need restoration. No. He will restore you. And I want you to understand this. He will restore your time. He will restore you after suffering. He will restore you after death. Even after you die, he will restore you back into his kingdom. It is not just the word restoration and you're looking at money. You must be short-sighted. This is beyond a material thing. He will restore your time. He will restore your years, your wasted moments, your wasted time. He will restore your kairos moment. He will restore you after you die. He will restore everything that does with you. And after everything, he will restore all things. So when we speak of restoration, when we talk of restoration, and we speak of restoration, we say, God, restore me. I need a restoration right now. You must know it's beyond just one thing that God should restore you. Are you understanding what I'm saying to you? You'd be so shocked. Everything the enemy took from you for the years he has wasted is coming back. So the Bible says, after you have suffered, may he restore you. So we want to pray now that God, I have suffered. I need now restoration. I want us to pray that God, I have suffered. After my suffering, I need now restoration. After my trouble, after my sickness, restore me now. After the delays around me, I need restoration. Stand up on your feet and begin to clap your hands with the holy anger. Begin to pray for restoration. I receive restoration after my suffering, after my problems. Begin to pray. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. You see, one of the meanings of the word restore, one of the words, okay, there are but 5-6 meanings of word restore in Hebrew, but one of the meanings of the word restore is the word chadash. Okay, in Hebrew pronounced as chadash, chadash, chadash. The word chadash, when God says I will chadash, it means that he will bring something from the ruins, a building that has been destroyed completely. That's what God means. You see, some of you think when we say I'll be restored, you actually think, well, if you had a house and it was destroyed, there is no hope for that one. God will just give you another one. No. When he says chadash, it means that God is able to a fallen building, a destroyed building, he can actually make it again. Raise it up the way it was. Wait, I know you're not getting it. A building that completely had collapsed, God can restore it. So when Jesus Christ said, you built this temple for 40 years, I can destroy it and rebuild it in 3 days. What was trying to talk about is chadash. I can restore it. God is able. Things which you completely lost hope. I don't think this can happen anymore. This is worse. God can restore you. The other word of chadash is to repair. If tissues in your body are finished, if your bones are cracking because of arthritis, which is caused by a condition that happens when a person lacks synovial fluid on your joints. Because of that synovial fluid that is actually lacking on your bones, on your joints, and your bones begin to crack as there is friction of your bones causing a sickness or a condition known as arthritis. If we say to repair, it means that on those frictions, God can restore you by repairing them and bringing in a new synovial fluid. It can come. So God, chadash, he can restore you. He can chadash you. He can actually go into your brain and restore your brain cells. He can even go into your vascular and restore you. He can even go into your bones and restore them. He can even go right there and restore you. So he is the chadash, the restorer, the repairer. He can actually bring back a condition, a relationship that is completely finished, and you have forgotten one another and you have moved on, but you still want it back. He can restore it. He is an expert of chadash. He is an expert of chadash. Raise your hands and say, I pray for restoration. He is able to bring a business that had completely finished, and you forgot about the business, and you think there is no hope into this business anymore. He can actually bring it to the former glory, even much bigger and greater. He is chadash. Somebody say chadash. Kaya mo pradi gavaha. Say chadash. So when we are praying now, we are praying after suffering. After suffering, I need my restoration. I need my restoration. I need my restoration. I need my restoration. I need my raise your hands and say, oh Lord, restore my life. Restore my life. Restore my life. Restore me once again. Restore me once again. Restore me once again. If you have someone next to you, I want you to be in a group of three, just to hold hands and begin to pray for your friend to your left or your friend to your right. Be in the groups of three or four. Pray for the somebody who's to your left and your right. Pray for restoration. Pray for restoration. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. If you're watching on TV, just stretch your hand over the television. Stretch your hand over the television if you're alone. If you have somebody in your house, hold your hands and pray. We are looking for things. They are coming back. Your life, your tissues, your health, your healing, your family. Pray for restoration. Pray for restoration.
Irondo ko peiga paiga toska paiga diamanda na bai.